We are on Daf Yudamid Beis. And before we continue, we're in the middle of a sugya of Bailim, Metaplim, Benevele, that the halacha is that the Nizik accepts the Nevele, and the Mazik is Mashlim over the value of the Nevele, pay how much the hezek was. Before we go further, I'd like to mention chakire, which the Gedolei Achrayim speak about. Plotius, I saw this in the Afika Yom, and there are rayas to both Eifanim, perhaps the Machlekes Harishonim. What is pshat in this halacha? At Bailim, Metaplim, Benevela, that let us, for example, the share of Reuven killed the share of Shimon, which was worth $1,000. The Nevela is worth $100. So the din is that Reuven pays him $900 and he accepts his Nevela as the gemar of the payment of the share. There are two oifanim we can understand this halacha. There's one oifan to explain as follows. That b'emesin me'iker adin, the hezek, when Reuven Sher killed Shimon Sher, so Shimon Sher is non-existent anymore. He has to pay back Sher ta yishalem, Sher ta chasher. He has to pay back a shoyl. And so that what he has on the veil, this is not the shoyl that he had possessed till now. Now he has a piece of dead meat, but this is not the shoyl that he possessed till now. So that what he pays up with in the veil, the lumbus of this is, I'm paying back for your shoyl that was killed. And the nevele, which you are getting, that's a chelek of the tashlumen. That means, I owe you $1,000, so I'm starting to pay you up. The nevele is $100, and then I'll give you $900 more. That is one way we can understand pshat in this halacha. There's another way we can understand pshat in this halacha. That be'emesin, let's say, a bad example, but let's say a person had 100 pounds of cheese, and Reuven had 100 pounds of cheese, and Shimon was mazik 30 pounds. So, pshat is, I only owe you 30 pounds. The 70 pounds, I never was mazik them. 70 pounds I didn't touch. I only touch 30 pounds. I have to pay you 30 pounds. The 70 pounds of cheese that's left over, I'm not paying you. I don't owe you for these 70 pounds. I only took away 30 pounds, and that's what I have to pay. So there is a lumdus to say as follows. That means before you had a behemoth which is live and kicking, which is worth $1,000, I took away the chias from the behemoth. So that means that it has a worth of $900, and that I have to pay you. The meat of the behemoth, the body of the behemoth, the carcass of the behemoth, I never was mazik this. That means this I never touched. Before you had skin, bones, meat, and the nefesh. The nefesh I took away. So I took away $900 from your behemoth. That's what. But the nevela which is left over, I never was mazik. So the $100 that the nevela is worth, not you're getting paid for the hezek. I only owe you $900. The $100 that was left, I wasn't mazik you at all. So the $100 you're accepting. Not that you're accepting, I never was mazik it. So the hezek was till the nevela. That is the second mahalach, and the first mahalach is now. I had a shoyer. Yishalem shoyer pachasha. This meat and carcass and that animal, this is not what you were my, I had a shoyer, and my shoyer is non-existent anymore. You have to give me back another shoyer. If the Pasuk says that Amazi Eloi, that the Nizik accepts the Nevela, that is a payment for the Sheh. These are the two Mahalchim. And before we go to the next Gemara, which this Chakira is very much Negeya, I would just like to mention two Rayas that the Fiki Yom has to the first Mahalach that is considered a payment. That Pshat is really, I was mazik, you were sure of $1,000. And when you, that what the Pasuk says, you have to accept the Nevela, this is a payment for the Hezek of $1,000. So there, he brings two Rayas to this Yisai. One Raya, Rashi says, that Ameis Yeloi Linizik Sheyitlenu Bidomim. So Rashi says he'll take it. So Sheyitlenu Bidomim means he'll take it for a payment. But all of him, over this payment, Yashlim Hamazik. But Yitlenu Bidomim, it would seem from the Lashon of Rashi that this is a payment. Now, that's one raya that Fikei Yom brings, and then he brings another raya. We had here three psukim that tell us this concept that a bailam etaplim bin nevela, that the nizik accepts the nevela. And the mazik is moisif on the nevela. The rest of the hezik. So we had one posik by Odom the Azik Sheir. Maki behema yishalmeno. One pasuk says that a person killed a sheir, he's mashlim from what the nevela is worth, he pays it. Then we had another pasuk by a shomer, that if a shomer was a shomer on a behema, and it became nitraf, bipshiyosai. So there it also says that he pays. He's mashlim to the other trefa yishalom, trefa atzmalo yishalom. And the Gemara makes a tzrichese. The Gemara makes a tzrichese if it would say only by make behema. So I would think could be there the Torah was makel on him. Because it's a very not shrich, the gazach a person shekel a behema. The fichach lo hichmer olav akosov litroyach b'mchiras hanevei. The Torah wasn't machmer on him that he should have to sell the nevela. The Torah said that since this happens, how often does this happen? So the Torah said, you give the nevela to the nizik. Or the Gemara says, treife the memela, really the shomer did not do anything to the animal, it just was a pshi and the shmire. So chos rachmon alei, he doesn't have to go and sell the nevela, he can give the nevela. So the Fikei Yom says as follows. If we will say that this is a payment that the Nizik has to accept, so we can understand it. It's a kula. It'd be a svort to say maybe let the Mazik go and sell the Nevela, give him a better Tashlumim. So the Pasuk says, no, he can give him the Nevela. And then I was Mekel by him. It was Memele, it was Leshriach. So these forests are understandable. But the Fikei Yom says, if the Pasuk is telling us that he wasn't mazik more than till the Nevela. So this is not a kula, this is a hagdore. I was only mazik before you had an animal with skin, bones, and meat, and a nefesh. I took away the nefesh. The rest, the skin, bones, and meat, I never touched. So it's not a cooler. It's pshat is that I wasn't mazik there. So the Gemara, this is well, here the Torah was Michael, here the Torah was Michael. It would seem like the first Mahalach. That's a shtikalak dovet. Now let us progress in the sugya. We are 4 lines, 5 lines from the bottom. Omalei Rav Kahane l'Rav. Now let us start the sugya. Rav Kahane asked Rav Akasha. Elotayme dekosav rachmone v'hameis yiyaloi. The reason why this third pasuk, v'hameis yiyaloi, speaking about a shared azik shared, v'hameis yiyaloi, the pasuk tells us that the nizik accepts the nevel. Polav hochi. Let's understand what you're saying. But if without this posik, havamina nevela de mazik avitz, I would think that the mazik keeps the nevela, and he pays the nizik $1,000. The posik is telling me, no, he gives the nizik the nevela, and he pays him $900. So he says, I don't understand, why do you need a posik to tell me this? Hashte I islay l'didei kama treifes. He says, I don't understand what the pasuk is telling us. What would be the din? Reuven shaya killed Shimon shaya. Fine. And now, so the pasuk's telling me, you know, you only have to pay $900, the nevela you give to Shimon. Frekt Rav Kahana, let me ask you this challenge. You're talking about this $100. I'm going to talk about the $900. Shimon comes over to Reuven, you owe me $900. Fine, I'll pay you. I have 9 treifes in my house. I was waiting to figure out how I can get rid of them. Now I owe you $900. Take these 9 treifes. I couldn't talk. I paid you up. Finished. I paid you up. So Rav Kahana said, could he tell him this? 100%. Yoshev, apelo subit. He can give him. Can give him garbage as long as it has some sort of a value. So Rav Kahane asked Rav, so I don't understand. So you're bringing a posik, you know, the nevela, $100 he can give him with a nevela. The posik is telling me this. And without this posik, I need a posik to tell me this. Without this posik, I wouldn't know he can give him this $100. He can give the nevelas worth $900. So I need a pasuk to tell me for $100 he can give the nevela. This kasha Rav Kahana asked. So zok afike yom, a beautiful gold. There's a moiridike problem. Why is Rav Kahana chepening over here? Rav Kahana also brought a pasuk. Rav Kahana Omar, one of the psukim, that we hear that the Shabayla Metaplum and Avela was a posik for Rav Kahane. Im Torev Yitorev Yivei Yivieyu Eida Treifa Lo Yishalim Atreifa Yishalim Treifa Atzma Lo Yishalim. So it said, the posik says when a Shomer was a Pesheya, so he pays and the payment became Nitrav, Ada Treifa is Yishalem, Atreif Atma lo Yishalem. So he also said that in Baila Metabla Benevela. So why did Rav Kahane chepper with Rav, who brought a different posik? This problem he has himself also. What are you asking Rav? You yourself brought a posik. Why do you need a posik? So Tafike Yom, Amoyre de Kevot, he says that Rav Kahane asked a Meiridike Kasha on Rav, and according to him, there's no problem whatsoever. Why? He says, the posik of Yishalem Shoyer Tacha Shoyer Vahameis Yeloi. So the Rehites, a posik, would seem to be saying as follows. You pay Yishalem Shoyer Tacha Shoyer Vahameis. The mace is a chelik of the tashlumi. You could pay up with the mace. So Rav Kahane says, I don't understand. You don't need a posik to tell me you can pay up with the mace. You can pay the $900 with different treifas. So if Ashtetzach, this mace, you can zich pay up. I need a posik for that. So we'll ask Akasha, Rav Kahane, Gufa had a posik. says, no, look, listen to Afghanis pasuk. Afghanis pasuk was, you pay till the treifer. Afghanis said the pasuk is telling us that it was only mazik $900. Not what the pasuk is telling us. Not that I'm paying up the extra $100 with an available. The pasuk is telling us the hezek was only till $900. Not more than that. So my pasuk, I understand. There's a mazik and afkamina between these two. Let me just say for 1 second that there's a mazik and afkamina. The nafkamina is, what will be if a shoyer tam will be mazik, it will kill another shoyer. So it comes out like this. If we say, let's say the same scenario we had before, that a shoyer, Reuven shoyer, which is a shoyer tam, killed Shimon shoyer, which is worth $1,000, and now it's worth $100. Now, if we'll say the lomdus of Rav Kahane, what is the lomdus? I was only mazik $900. $100 is, I didn't check. So how much money do I owe you, Asher Tam? As it was $900, I owe you $450. If we will say that the hezek is $1,000, so I owe you $450 and you keep the neveila, so you end up with $550. If I say that the hezek was $1,000, you end up with $500. It's a mezek and nafkamina. There's a Gemara writer that speaks about this. So this was Rav Kahane's Kashe on Rav. He says, my posik is a beautiful posik. My posik is telling us the hezek was only till the treifer. I was only mazik, the treifer is yours. That it didn't even touch. So that doesn't go into cheshbon. So it's mazik $900. It will be a tam, I'll give you $450. So maybe you'll end up with $550. But according to you, that it's a din tashlumim, I was mazik $1,000. And the pasuk is telling us a chiddush, I can pay up with the $100 of the dead nevela. Please, you need a pasuk for that. I can give you, your nevela can pay up. I can pay up with my 10 nevelas. So I need a pasuk. This was Rav Kahane's kashi, and this is how the Fiki Yom says pshat in the kashi. Hashni Yisla today kam a treifes, yoiv lei doma ma yoshiv, le rabo yishove kesef avila subim, today mi boy, he say, can give him his nevela. Let us see what Rashi says. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, hashi avila treifes le mazik, kishir kol demay niske. Havi yoiv lei bal kol chay de nizik, doma ma yoshiv le rabo yis, today mi boy, this was Rav Kahane's kasha. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention a moiridike kasha that the Rosh asked on the Rabbeinu Tam. And a very interesting teretz what the Rabbeinu Tam answered on this kasha. And we had before as follows. The Rabbeinu Tam had said that this Avachloikis Rav Hune and Rav Pop. Rav Pope had said that kol yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afila subin, that subin kol mili meita. So that means, if I want, I can pay meita. If I want, I can pay subin. No problem whatsoever. This was Rav Pope. Rav Hune said, oi kesef, oi meita. Rav Hune said, oi kesef, oi meita. So the Rabbi Natam said that means, No. First choice is either you give the meitav of metalfon, which is kesef, or you give the meitav of karka, which is meita. But the last lay, if you don't have either kesef or meitav, then you can pay metalfon. But the first tashlumim is kesef or meitav. You can't pay subin right away. Subin is only but the last lay. This is Rav Hune. And the Rabbeinu Tam said there's a machloikis, Rav Hune, and Rav Pope, and la halacha, we paskin like Rav Hune. So you only give subin if you don't have kesef, I make them. Fregt der Rosh, so what did Rabbi Netam do with Rav Kahane's kasha? Rav Kahane asked the kasha, I don't understand you. He's telling me a chiddush that he can pay up with the nevela. He can give him 9 other treifas. What's the chiddush? Fregt der Rosh, I'm sorry. You can't give 9 treifas. If he has money, if he has karke, so he has to pay up money or karke. He can't, there's no dim of, he can pay up with Subin. So forget, but the Pasuk is telling us, but with your nevela I can pay up. But yes, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what's Pshat the Gemara's kasha? But Tam says, Lalocha, we paskin like Rabune, and that is Pshat and Rabune. That first on the line is Oikesev Oimeitav. So what's Rav Kahane's kasha? What's the chiddush? He can give the nevela. He can give him 9 other treifas. In fact, the Rosh and Shuldik, you can't give 9 other treifas. But he has kesef or meita. You have to give kesef or meita. But the chiddush is this nevela. You can give. This is the Rosh's kasha. So they bring down the Rabbi Netam and Sefer Yosha said something very, very smart. Rabbi Netam said, you know, this posik is speaking about Yishalem Sher Tachas Sher V'Amesi Yaleh. We're talking about this posik. Speaking about he doesn't have money and he doesn't have meita. So Rabbi Netam says, how do I know this? It's very interesting. He says, because it says Yishalem Sheil Tachash. It says he should pay with a sheil. If he has money, you don't pay with metal. If he has meita, you don't pay with metal. So if the Pasuk says Yishalem Sheil Tachash, so the Pasuk is telling us we're speaking about a person who doesn't have kesef, who doesn't have meitav. Ooh, so that with the last lay, then you pay a filasubim. That's chatting about his kasha. I'm going to get Rabbeinu Tam. The Pasuk has to be speaking about such a case according to Rav Huna. The Beis Lechem Yudah wants to say that the Rosh held, appel on the Rosh held, that a filu, according to Rav Huna, if you duplicate the Dover HaNizik, Sheir Tach HaSheir does not mean that he doesn't have Kesef or Meitav. But if I'm giving him what he had till now, he had a Sheir, I'm giving him a Sheir. A Sheir is Zichah equivalent to Kesef or Meitav. So it could be speaking about that he did have Kesef or Meitav, but a Sheir is also good. I'll call upon him, let us get back to the Gemara. This was Rav Kahane's Kashi. Lafike Yom says that Rav Kahane's kasha was on Rav, if you will say that the din of that the Bailam Metaplam and Avela is a chiddush, that I could force the Bailam to accept an Avela, so Rav Kahane asked, what's the chiddush? I can pay him 9 other Avelas, my own Avelas, so I'm about to give his. I can force him to accept his own Avela. So the Gemara answers, "My nitzacha elo lepchas neveila." The Gemara answers Rav Kahane, "The chiddush is lepchas neveila." Now, what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. "My nitzacha hote kosav kro the nizik metapo beneveila." You're asking a kasha. That's poshet. That the Nizik takes the Nevela. I can give him my own Nevela. So if I have to give this, I can give him his Nevela. Ela lepchas Nevela. Tohochi omar rachmone. The Mishas Mise, when the behemoth died, koi birshusei the Nizik. So the behemoth is oimet birshusei the Nizik. Vimisricha, and if it got spoiled, upichsu domeho mishas mise vachas amode bidim, seida deniziku, mishalim lay mazik, mashenezik abeyeser aladomin, shahoiso nevela shove mishas mise. Now let us explain what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara here is saying, amoyo de kedach. Let me just say one mahalach in the Gemara that Rav Reuven wants to say, a beautiful mahalach. Again, what was Rav Kahane's kasha? Afghanis Kasha was, if you assume that the Nevela is a payment, so why did the Pasuk to tell me that he can pay with the Nevela of the Nizik, he can pay with his own Nevelas also? I need a Pasuk for that. So the Gemara answered as follows. It is a payment. So why do you need a Pasuk? But let me tell you a sod. You know when I would assume it's a payment? When he pays it. That means, you know, when he pays it, it's called a payment. That means he slept it, but the shoyer was killed by shchoygishness. He slept him to Bezdin. The Mazik says, hey, this because my lawyer, you slept me to Bezdin. Whatever Bezdin says, we'll do. He slept him to Bezdin. 13 days later, you give on this and he slaps him to Bezdin, and Bezdin says, you owe him $900, you owe him for the whole thing, you owe him. Now, you'd give on this and this Nevela is not worth any more $100. You'd give on, nothing was done with this Nevela, nothing was done to take care of the Nevela. You'd give on this and the Nevela is worth $1. Now, how much money does he have to give him? Does he have to give him $999? Or does he give him $900? Zuck, so the Gemara answers, you give him $900. Even though, theoretically, he got paid when Bezdin Paskin has to give him then the $1,000, and then the Nevela was worth only $1. The Pasuk is telling us, Bahameis Yeloi, the payment of the Nevela is considered immediate. Before I gave it to you, the debt is God Amir the Kadosh. I have to be informed. That means the owner of the behemoth can be in Florida. I just killed his shoyer. My shoyer killed his shoyer. I just called him up in Florida. You know, your shoyer is dead. Let me just tell you where you can find it. It tells them which street it's on. A guten Tag. Now you know about it. Now it's your headache already. So the lumdus is that the minute he knows about it, we consider ki'ilu he got paid. If it became worth less, from then till the Gemar Din, listen, I paid you already. So this, you have to take care of your Nevela. The rest I'll pay you later. But this you have to take care of. And this is the Loshon of Rashi. Just one second. The Hochi Omar Rachmone, the Mishas Misa, as soon as the behemoth died, Koi Birshusei the Nizik. It's called its Birshusa Nizik. Even though the Nizik didn't take it yet officially. As soon as it's dead, it's Bershus HaNizik. So now, if it started deteriorating, well, listen, I paid you up already, this $100, that's your heading. Now, Rav Reuven says, one Moiradike Ha'ore. Now, we have to understand this. L'chayre, it's very poshut. This Nevela belonged to him. That means, sure, it's paid up. I have to give it to you on the silver platter, the Nevela. It's your Nevela. So what's the chiddush that it's called paid up? What's the chiddush? It's your Nevela. So Prabhuvan Amoira de Kizach. There's a Gemara in Gittin where we see a very interesting halacha. The Gemara in Gittin says as follows. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. He borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Right? He has to pay up Shimon. He borrowed $1,000. So Reuven goes over to Levi, and he says, you know what, I want you to be zeiche this money for Shimon. Why don't you be zeiche the money from Shimon? So the Gemara says as follows. Shimon didn't make Levi a shliach. Reuven is going over to Levi, als the parsha of zochin la'odom shaloi befonov. Be zeiche for Shimon the money. Fine. So the Gemara says a very interesting Now, Reuven changes his mind. He has something else to do with $1,000. So pay up Shimon. I'm sorry. Levi was zeicha for Shimon. It's Shimon's money. So Mamela, you can't have chalotah. It's not yours anymore. Right? It's over and done with. One scenario. Now let's go a little further. So Levi was zeicha the money. Levi has the money. And all of a sudden, the money is stolen from Levi. So, Shimon just called up Reuven. What's with $1,000? What do you mean? You was like $1,000. No. So the Gemara says, Reuven is chayev ba'achayis till Shimon gets the money. Correct, Rab Reuven, how do we understand this? We're dancing on two chasanis. When Reuven wants to have charot, and he wants to take the money back from Levi, say, no, it's not yours. He was zeiche. When it got stolen from Levi, then you tell Reuven, he never paid up the chayv. You owe him now $1,000. Be consistent. How? Dr. Reuven, Pshat is like this. There's two things. There's a din zochin l'odom shaloi b'fona, v'ein chovin l'odom ala b'fona. That means, I can... Whatever is a schus is zochel shaloi b'fonav. Whatever is not a schus is zayin chov lo na'u b'fonav. So Rav Reuven has said that the money should be Shimon's, that Reuven can't have charot anymore from the money. That's a schus. He'll take back the money. That's a schus. Zochel lo shaloi b'fonav. But we should consider that this is a payment from Reuven. I was zeiched the money if I didn't get paid the money. If it's in Levi's reshus, and it didn't come into my wallet, it's not considered I got paid. So we have here a very interesting situation. It's Shimon's money, but Reuven didn't pay him up yet. It'll be paid when I get hold of the money, not when it's in Levi's pocket, and it can be stolen from Levi. Zogt Rab Reuven, verkehrt, that is the chiddush over here. The chiddush over here is, even though the nevela belongs to Shimon, but I would think Kozman Shimon doesn't get the nevela, he's not paid up yet. And if it deteriorates, so listen, when you pay me up the nevela, we'll see how much it's worth then, and then we'll make a cheshbon how much you owe me. So the pasuk says no. It is considered a payment right away. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Shalem yishalem sher tacher sher va'ameis. The mace is considered a teshlumim right away. The dohochi omar rachmone, the mishas mise koi bershusay the nizik. The minute it dies, we consider it keilu the nizik out of the ready. V'misricha, Mestama was speaking about that the nizik could, he knows about it and he could have sold it. So Memele, so then we consider that even though he has to pull a lot of strings to do it, but if he knows about it and he could sell it now, we consider you got paid already. It's your headache, not the headache of the mazik. That is what the pasuk is telling us. Now let us just see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis leinitzorcha elo lepchas nevela. So what is the pasuk telling us? So the pasuk is telling us as follows, that we consider that the nizik was paid up b'shas misa, and if it becomes worth less, that's the nizik's headache. You were paid up already. These $100 you were paid up. Kichisha kishas hamode bedin mishum de karma de turach kibira bei. Amore de ke gemore. The gemore says as follows. Reuven Shoyer was mazik Shimon Shoyer. He didn't kill him. He was mazik Shimon Shoyer. Bishas the hezek, they went and evaluated the Shoyer, how much it's worth. See, before it was worth $1,000, now it's worth $800. Fine. $800. That's how much the hezek was. Fine. came to Amod Bedin, his share got weaker when he, that means, as soon as he was Taisim, it was still a strong share, but as the weeks progressed and he was, getting back to his Kaiches, he got weaker. Now, Bishas Amod Bedin is worth $600, not $800. So the Gemara says, you have to pay him $400, not $200. You don't look what he was worth, Bishas the Hezek. You look what happened after the Hezek. Kan de Turach Kvira Boy. You know, it got weaker in 5 weeks. You know why it got weaker? The Karen of Yosher is still buried in him. That means the effect of the accident is still working on the shell. Not got to became, it became worth $800, that's it. Your negicha made that in 5 weeks it's worth $600, so you have to pay $400. So we see a moiridike concept, that what all the ripple effects from the hezek, you don't look right away how much it's worth. You look, but in 5 weeks it's worth less, so you have to be mashal how much it's worth in 5 weeks. And here the Gemara says, well, b'shas tezik, the nevel is worth $100. Yeah, b'shas tezik. Well, look what the nevel is worth 4 weeks later. It's worth $1. So, for Tosfos, so it's a stir of these two Gemaras. Amor de Kikash. For Tosfos, Afal gav de beperik ha-meniach amrin en kichashov, kishas amod bedin, mishum, de karne de turach kvira bey, because the Karen of your share is buried in the share on Izik, and that what it's becoming worth less and less, that's what's becoming kochush. That's a ripple effect of the Hezek. The Hezek didn't end Bishas and Negiche. It's continuing. It's a continuous Hezek. And that's why if it's worth less than 4 weeks, you have to be marshal when it's worth less. Hosam, so Tosfos has a very interesting text. Hosam mishum delay meisa. V'yesh le lahamtim achet ischape, avul hochem miyat hoye le lemaicha. So the Kivegel says, he has one word to Tosfos. V'yesh le lahamtim lemaicha achet ischape. That means like this. When do we consider that when are we shom the hezek? What was the hezek? So we consider as follows. If Reuven Shoyer killed Shimon Shoyer, it's dead now. So you know what Shimon should do now? Sell it. Put up a sign right now, a nevela for sale, you have a fresh nevela, sell it now. Who told you to wait? This is the hezek. So memela, the hezek is not, if you could sell it now, so you have $100. You were misrash and you waited 4 weeks. I'm sorry. It was paid up now and you could have got $100 now. You didn't do it. That's not my problem. That is by a dead behemoth. If my share was mazik your share. Now, besides the hezek, the share was sick. Now the share was sick. Who's going to buy a sick share? Who knows what's going to happen? Will it get healed? Won't it get healed? There's no market. Now's not the time to sell it. Now I'll get very little for it. Because there's other factors here. It's a sick share. Who's going to invest in a sick share? Who says the medication will work? Who says what's going to happen? Now it is no market value. So we first can determine a market value after it gets healthy. Now there's a market. Now you can sell it. So now I have to be done. How much did the hezek affect the shoyel? So if bishas, it was kichesh, bishas amod bedin, but now was nisrape already, so this is the true value, this is the true shume of how much the hezek was. So therefore, if the shoyel is alive, so we have to wait till the shoyel will be healed and it's able to be sold. So the shume is how much it is worth, bishas. The shume is how much it is worth B'shas it was nischape, because b'yesh lahamtim l'mochoy ashet nischape. So the value of the share is determined what it's worth after it was nischape. Masha'en kain, if you kill the share, so then the value of the nevela is determined what it's worth now. Now you have a market already. So it's considered that you got paid now $100. Now, if you'll be a batlan and you're gonna wait a few weeks, that's your loss. This the Torah considered, this is a payment of the shoyl, and Memela, you had an opportunity to sell it now, and if you didn't, that's your